It's time for the emergency break of the week. That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown. And now, here are your hosts, Norman.
I've done stand-up comedy off and on for 21 years. Okay, we have the results of our 12 days of auction item today. We're still in.
He stepped out. I'll go find him.
We're stuck with Denny. Okay, Denny.
Good to see you too, Norm.
Give us the results.
I don't have him. I have to go find him.
Okay, somebody won the bidding for the big dinner today. And now,
Ham, who's bringing us this wonderful segment?
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Ah, yes. Time for the e-break. And it's brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration and Crawford Services AC Heating and Plumbing. We're going to give you three candidates. You get the vote on it. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one from the Hardline is Davy Lane. We have yet another example of bubble voice. We also have funny Corby laugh during this, and we have a weird statement made by Bob. And I think they're talking about Corby was located in the National Cemetery. Is that by Dallas National?
The
Memorial Cemetery in Dallas?
Yes.
Okay.
It's actually across the highway from it, but it's in that same part of town.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's what they're talking
about.
It's out
by here. Dallas Baptist.
Yeah. When Davey gets bubble voice.
And it is 15
really minutes to drive all the way to the backside of it.
Yeah, and it is really tucked away. Like,
yeah.
It's not that you would never stumble upon it.
No, the only reason I was familiar with the area, Bob, is because Dallas National is right there.
Well,
sports.
You know, it's plots of land are used for different things.
And then we started the hypothetical. If we played nine holes right now in a two-man scramble, could we break 60?
No.
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 No, not at all.
In that wind?
Oh, my God. Whoa, whoa.
Double voice. Sorry.
That old Scott Baio after school
special. See that on a Scott Baio after school special?
That's still the best one ever. The very first one is the best one ever, but Dave made a run at it here. We got that isolated, Tyler.
In that wind?
And Bob did make a good point there. Plots of land are used for different things.
That is true. Yeah. He nailed it there.
Could be a golf course, could be a cemetery, could be some sort of housing.
Plots of land are used for different things. And
why don't Bob and Corby think they could break 60? They're both good golfers.
I don't know if maybe Corby was talking about who he was with as they were driving by. Maybe it was someone who wasn't a golfer or something, maybe.
Huh.
But yeah, I would think Bob and Corby could break 60 in a two-man scramble. All right, we'll get that. What would Bob and Corby shoot on a two-man scramble? Nine holes. All right, one more time.
And it is
15
really
minutes to drive all the way to the backside of it.
Yeah, and it is really tucked away. Like,
yeah.
It's not that you would never stumble upon it.
No, the only reason I was familiar with the area, Bob, is because Dallas National is right there.
Well,
sports.
You know, it's plots of land are used for different things.
And then we started the hypothetical.
I think you need to
nine holes right now in a two-man scramble. Could we break 60?
No.
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 No, not at all.
In that wind? Oh, my God.
Whoa, whoa.
Double voice. Sorry.
That old Scott Baio after school
special. See that on a Scott Baio after school special?
Still.
I think for the Bob individual drop, we need to include the beginning of it, too. The real rambling intro into it.
Well, just let me say this.
You know, it's plots of land are used for different things.
And well, you know, it's plots of land are used for different things.
There's Davey as candidate number one. Candidate number two, this is pretty amazing. We also get a Corby laugh out of this because this happened when the snake was in the birdhouse and they were going through some different questions from P1s. They had just talked about the genre of hard rock music, and they were on to Could Vince Young take a 1A team and beat a 6A team? But Matt, I guess, was trying to look up hard rock bands, and it went sideways.
If Vince Young was the quarterback on a 1A team, does he win the 6A championship?
No.
No, I don't think so.
There's no way.
Not with 1A talent around him.
Because he would constantly have 1A trying to block for him.
He has a 1A offensive line.
There's still 11 other dudes on that team that are 6A.
Like having to play Duncanville or something like that.
Yeah, he throws a dart to a 1A receiver that it sticks in his helmet.
He's running around
because he can't even catch it.
Now, yes, I do think somebody like that would.
He'd win a 1A title for sure.
Whoops.
He could win by himself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What? What happened?
What did you do?
I was trying to type in hard rock.
Oh, no.
You did not.
You're going to have to take some training. Yeah,
I wasn't paying attention because I was going to say what hard rock bands are.
Did you hit injured?
Down and-
Oh, no.
Muscle memory.
Push it out.
No way.
Auto-filled for
me. Yeah. Whoa, okay.
Jesus. I can't believe I wasn't even paying attention because it's...
Oh, my God.
All right, that's the birdhouse for this week. Thank you, Corby.
You think it auto-filled after a hard...
Yeah, right. Based on this browser history.
Man, that laugh from Corby is just amazing. All right, we got to hear that one more time.
Oh, gosh.
If Vince Young was the quarterback on a 1A team, does he win the 6A championship?
No, I don't think so.
There's no way.
Not with 1A talent around him.
Because he would constantly have 1A trying to block for him.
He has a 1A offensive line.
There's still 11 other dudes on that team that are 6A.
Like having to play Duncanville or something like that.
Yeah, he throws a dart to a 1A receiver that it sticks in his helmet.
He's running around
because he can't even catch it.
Now, yes, I do think somebody like that would.
He'd win a 1A title for sure.
Whoops.
He could win by himself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What? What happened?
What did you do?
I was trying to type in hard rock.
Oh, no.
You did not.
You're going to have to take some training. Yeah,
I wasn't paying attention because I was going to say what hard rock bands are.
Did you hit injured?
Down and-
Oh, no.
Muscle memory.
Push it out.
No way.
Like, whoa, okay.
Jesus. I can't believe I wasn't even paying attention because it's...
Oh, my God.
All right,
oh,
that's man. The birdhouse for this yeah. week. Thank you, Corby.
See, that'll get you through a Friday morning there, just listening to Corby's laugh.
So he types it in, and he looks up and has some conversation, kind of forgets that he typed that in, and looks back down at his computer.
Says, uh-oh.
And sees the whole screen filled with these images.
Whoa! I'm a Sac fan.
There's Matt as candidate number two. And here is Matt Birmingham as candidate number three doing the news in work in progress. And he starts off real cash, just having a casual radio conversation, some cool talk. And then he has a voice problem.
Thank you, Monto. Non sequitur before I get into SNL stuff. Yesterday, got pizza for dinner. Because I like to party with back-to-back pizza
nights.
Did I
pay for it again?
No.
Oh.
But wife was like, hey, we want to do something for dinner. I said, pizza's cool. Because there's nothing better than that.
Pizza.
And I didn't want seafood. And so we ordered a heart shape.
Oh, oh, no! Help him!
What the hell?
Are you okay? Tic-tac!
Connor, 911 now.
Take a tic-tac, Ham.
Boy, he went from... So, you know, pizza's cool.
Yeah, pizza's all cool and everything. And what happened? Full devil.
The devil took over his voice.
Full devil quattoed out of his throat.
All right, one more real quick.
Thank you, Monto. Non sequitur before I get into SNL stuff. Yeah. Yesterday, got pizza for dinner. So I like to party with back-to-back pizza
nights. Did I pay for it again?
No.
Oh.
But wife was like, hey, we want to do something for dinner. I said, pizza's cool, because there's nothing better than that.
I mean by pizza.
And I didn't want seafood. And so we ordered a heart-shaped bowl.
Oh, my God!
Help
him! What the hell?
Heart-shaped. Okay?
Tic-tac.
Connor, 911 now.
Take a tic-tac, Am.
Okay. I want the next time you order pizza at a place, you say, yes, I'd like some heart-shaped pizza. All right, so those are your three candidates, Davy Lane, Matt McLaren, or Ham. 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, can we get a little McMurtry karaoke going real quick?
Okay, go.
Uncle Slayton's got his Texan pride back in the thickets with his...
Asian bride.
Hey, my guy! My freaking guy! All right, give me number two.
God.
Oh, my gosh. Just want to sign off. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Matt's Rigid Rooster Search History and Hooter Brown.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Oh, good morning, users.
Morning.
How you doing?
Okay.
Great. Ticket stock, huh?
Yeah, thank
what
you.
What about it?
Enough small talk.
Oh,
damn you.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, this is Mike up in Manhattan.
Okay.
You guys go to the Super Bowl this year?
Yeah.
Okay, what has this guy got going on?
Was the Super Bowl in Minnesota?
No.
Got a little Ray Romano type voice.
Yeah.
That's great. That's nice. Let's vote for Davey back after this.
Okay. What was that?
I don't know.
Was that Francesca?
Oh, is he trying to do
Oh, okay, like, yeah. Mike, yes. What is his name? Mike?
Mispronounces Francesca. His own name.
Francesca, yeah.
Calls himself Mike Francesca. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
McLaren.
Okay. We got you down.
Hey, Boach.
We got you down there, Boach. Hi, you're on the ticket. AM, FM, and the stream. Hello?
Give me Pete Rose's sister, number three.
Okay.
It's
hot shaped pizza.
And a hot shaped pizza.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Junior, it's Cruising Lido.
Hey.
We've got a big event coming up, huh?
Ticket stock.
Huge.
No, I was talking about start of Lent, March 5th. But
yeah, Craig.
I want to vote for Davey.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Difficult Rooster.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Whoa! What?
Who wins the e-break?
Quite easy for you to say, it would appear. But before I vote responsibly, I just want to shout out to my man, Jub. I hope 2025 is full of more suspended without haze. I wish we move, compromise, and you're to blame. Cash it outside. I could go on and on.
Yeah. Please don't.
Yeah.
That 2025 yields the same diamonds out of the hard scrabble that was the 9 o'clock hour. But let's see. Let me go with that last gentleman, because I think he really stopped the thing down with that.
God, that
Ham.
Voice.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
You go with Matt.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a Friday morning winner in the emergency break of the week.
If Vince Young was the quarterback on a 1A team, does he win the 6A championship?
No.
No, I don't think so.
There's no way.
Not with 1A talent around him.
Because he would constantly have 1A trying to block for him.
He has a 1A offensive line.
There's still 11 other dudes on that team that are
6A. It's like having to play Duncanville or something like that.
Yeah, he throws a dart to a 1A receiver that it sticks in his helmet.
He's running around
because he can't even catch it.
Now, yes, I do think somebody like that would.
He'd win a 1A title for sure.
Whoops.
He could win by himself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What? What happened?
What did you do?
I was trying to type in Hard Rock.
Oh, no.
You did not.
You're going to have to take some training. Yeah,
I wasn't paying attention because I was going to say what hard rock bands are.
Did you hit enter?
Oh, no.
Muscle memory.
No way.
Like, whoa, okay. Jesus. I can't believe I wasn't even paying attention because it's...
Oh, my God.
All right, that's the birdhouse for this week. Thank you, Corby.
How many is that for Matt?
And finally, after many, many attempts, Matt McLaren has achieved his very first e-brake win.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's been nominated many times over the last year and a half, but just never won.
Pretty impressive. Almost a Zach Martin-like without penalties for a long period of time.
Yeah. He is now 138 behind the all-time leader Norman Bad Search History Hitzkus.